The World Celebrates Trump, Heads of State Welcome 47. By Francis Martel on January 20, 2025. Heads of state around the world, from countries both friendly and adversarial to the United States, sent their congratulations to President Donald Trump on the occasion of his return to the White House on Monday, wishing him well during his second term in office. Trump was inaugurated into office alongside Vice President J.D. Vance on Monday morning. He delivered an inauguration address that touched on several major international issues, including the drug cartels ravaging Mexico along the border with the United States and the national security threat of Chinese influence in Latin America. Trump also broke with historical precedent in being the first to welcome foreign heads of state to his inauguration, traditionally an event attended by ambassadors. Among those in attendance on Monday were Argentine President Javier Milei, Ecuadorian President Daniel Noboa, Paraguayan President Santiago Peña, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Meloni published a photo on social media on Monday alongside President Trump, sending him best wishes and expressing hope for their bilateral cooperation. "I'm certain that the friendship between our nations and the values that unite us will continue to strengthen the collaboration between Italy and the USA," she wrote in Italian, "facing global challenges together and building a future of prosperity and security for our peoples. Italy will always be committed to consolidating the dialogue between the United States and Europe as an essential pillar for the stability and growth of our communities," Meloni concluded. Several others, most prominently Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and genocidal Chinese dictator Xi Jinping, were reportedly also invited but sent high-ranking officials in their stead, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Vice President Han Jung. Modi was among the first to publish a message congratulating Trump following the swearing-in ceremony, referring to him as "my dear friend." "I look forward to working closely together once again, to benefit both our countries, and to shape a better future for the world. Best wishes for a successful term ahead," he wrote on social media. Also congratulating Trump was Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who maintained friendly relations with Trump during the former's first term in office but was critical of Trump's campaign to stop lavish Washington spending on the Ukrainian war effort. "Today is a day of change and also a day of hope for the resolution of many problems, including global challenges," Zelensky wrote, celebrating Trump's return to office and praising him as always decisive. "The Peace Through Strength policy he announced provides an opportunity to strengthen American leadership and achieve a long-term and just peace, which is the top priority," Zelensky's message continued. "This century is being shaped right now, and we must all work together to ensure that it is a great and successful century for democracies, not those who want us to fail. We wish you success, President Trump." The leaders of America's most closely allied states also sent messages welcoming Trump back into the international arena. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu published a video in which he reminisced about the groundbreaking moments of Trump's first term in office regarding the Middle East. "You withdrew from the dangerous Iran nuclear deal. You recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. You moved the American embassy to Jerusalem. And you recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights," Netanyahu recalled. "I believe that, working together again, we will raise the U.S.-Israel alliance to even greater heights. I'm confident that we will complete the defeat of Iran's terror axis and usher in a new era of peace and prosperity for our region," he asserted. Leftist British Prime Minister Keir Starmer also published a video celebrating the uniquely close bond between Washington and London and hoping for an enduring partnership with America. "Together, we have defended the world from tyranny and worked towards our mutual security and prosperity," Starmer said. "With President Trump's long-standing affection and historical ties to the Untied Kingdom, I know that depth of friendship will continue." Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te also expressed hope for a closer bond with America during the Trump era. "Taiwan is a sovereign nation but, thanks to diplomatic maneuvers under former President Jimmy Carter, Washington does not formally recognize the reality of Taiwan's existence, as doing so would automatically sever ties with Communist China." "Sincere congratulations to President Trump and Vice President Vance on your inauguration," Lai wrote in a message on social media. "Taiwan looks forward to working with your administration to promote enduring freedom, peace and prosperity around the world." We wish you great success in the years ahead. In 2016, Trump broke with decades of precedent by accepting a phone call from Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen, Lai's predecessor, to congratulate him on his electoral victory. The brief phone call caused alarm in America's national security establishment and outraged Beijing, which ultimately took no material retaliatory measures on the matter. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz also published a congratulatory statement calling America our closest ally. The aim of our policy is always a good transatlantic relationship. The EU, with 27 members and more than 400 million people, is a strong union, Scholz wrote. From Canada, Trump received congratulations from outgoing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. A leftist with a decade at the helm of the country, Trudeau announced in early January he would resign from leading Canada after a meeting with Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate caused an uproar among fellow members of his Liberal Party, as Trudeau was seen too friendly and weak next to Trump. One of Trudeau's closest officials, former Economy Minister Chrystia Freeland, resigned after publishing a fiery letter condemning Trudeau. She is considered a frontrunner to take his place. Canada and the U.S. have the world's most successful economic partnership. We have the chance to work together again, to create more jobs and prosperity for both our nations, Trudeau wrote in his congratulatory message. Russian strongman Vladimir Putin reportedly issued a friendly message to Trump on Monday, applauding Trump for his statements about the need to do everything to prevent a third world war. "Of course, we welcome this attitude and congratulate the U.S. president-elect on taking office," he said at a Security Council meeting. The Chinese Communist Party did not offer a formal statement of congratulations, though its vice president was present at the inauguration. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning issued a message with more of a tenor of warning than friendship, insisting on peaceful coexistence and win-win cooperation. "We always believe that a steady, sound and sustainable development of China-U.S. relationship serves the common interests of the two countries and is what the international community expects," Mao told reporters during her regular briefing. China stands ready to work with the new U.S. government to enhance dialogue and communication, properly manage differences, expand mutually beneficial cooperation, find the right way for the two countries to get along with each other in the new era and bring benefits to both countries and the world. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.